The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 29th of November, 2018. The news is brought to you by Shasta Gas. No, it's not. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, scene great service.
Beautiful.
There. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, and then, of course, you know what? We're joined today by Sue. Good morning, Sue McClain.
Good morning.
Yeah, she's running our boards today.
We love you doing the morning news. We really do.
Yes.
Thank you.
People still call in and say that.
Mm-hmm. Super.
Anyway, somebody was calling in yesterday looking for you, but we weren't sure who they were. We didn't know if it was part of the witness protection program or what. So
now, I have to say that Sue McClain is known as this, you know, vibrant. She's been in the media forever. And, yeah, you're working on my sound here. It's a little like whatever. Anyway, so Sue has always had this mane of hair that she's got red hair, and it is like it's like another person.
It's like a lion's mane.
It's been like, you know, a visual. So I walk in this morning, and Sue had like half of her hair cut, and she looks so good. And I said, you know, I got chills because I think it's a brave thing when your hair has been such a like an image, but you're going for a new image, and your new image is fabulous.
Thank you. It just looks
great. Actually, you look younger, and I bet you feel like, what am I going to do with my hair? You know, all that stuff. Like, what do I do with this mane today? Where you like you sleep and you have a pillow for your mane.
Right, and it's like a third me so much time.
Yes, but it looks so good. It looks so very becoming. So congratulations to you. And, yeah, we're going to spend the first 5 minutes here now. I'm here now, Carl. We're going to. I'm sitting in for Trish Clark today.
Who sits in for Linda Bott on Thursdays.
Well, Trish, you know, God bless her heart, and let's all, you know, send her positive thoughts.
She's fine. First of all, she's fine.
Oh, no. She's had a foot operation.
It was really a kind of a toe operation.
Well, anyway, she thought, as many people do, oh, you know, they tell you what it could possibly be, the best scenario, the worst case scenario, and somewhere you may land in the middle or kind of maybe towards the middle of the worst case scenario, or not saying that she did, but, you know, you're starting to want to heal faster than it really happens.
They tell you it can be as fast as this or as slow as
right.
this, but it all depends on this.
Right.
Well, we, as optimists, we go, okay, I'll be there that first. Yep. In fact, I'm probably already, it's already right. healed. You want to take a look at it?
I'll come next week and fly to see you next week in
Florida. And so, and when they look at it, and they go, oh, well, you know, it's going to be another 4 or 5 days. And then, you know, so they go, So
can't take your stitches out yet.
Trish is fine. Everybody should call Trish and let her talk to you, or you talk to her, because
or go by and see her. I think she's going a little stir crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Trish, we're thinking about you, girl, you know.
So if you're listening today. A lot of things happening, but one of the things we need to talk about is, you know, two people have passed away, and
today, I mean, just in the last 2 days.
One was last Sunday, and the other one was, well, the reason I'm saying that is, it was almost 2 months to the day, Curtis Beck, his dad, Lance Beck, friend of mine, at North State Security, passed away.
Who was a good friend.
Yeah, he was. And then Curtis was taking over the business, and then Curtis passed away. And it looks like from a stroke or something, 34 years old. So
I just
that
think
was
about
just,
the trauma that, and the tragedy. We had so much.
It is. And you know what? If you know the Beck family, you know they were a tight family, and they've got such great friends, and then they have these things, these two tragedies hit like this. And then Frank Scazzarino. Our former CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, a huge, huge supporter of Reading, a guy that had nothing ever had anything negative to say about Reading, and did so many great things for our community.
I've interviewed him a few times, and he, if I'm not mistaken, you know, the guy's got a fascinating history. If I'm not mistaken, he went to the seminary, and he just, as you know, was a very educated man and had a very fascinating history. And then I don't know if he was the founder of, I've got to dig deeper in that, but I know he's very involved with the Piano Angels, which is Pat Karch is now doing that. And I've had people I know that have been recipients when somebody doesn't want a piano and anymore, that organization would then find, you know, a child or a family that was maybe couldn't afford it but was looking to take lessons. And it's a great way to connect somebody who would want a piano. So they're called Piano Angels. And he came on my Thursday night show when I was doing On the Spot with Linda Blatt. And I just liked him. I liked him a lot. He was a quirky man in many ways, but he was kind. He loved his wife. And it just devastated me because it was like, you know, after what we've gone through with, you know, and all we're still getting names released, and it's just, we're in this time of, you know, my heart is very heavy. I mean, I'm when we talk about it, but I know we're trying to do everything. Thank God we had a good Giving Tuesday.
We did. It was down a little bit from last year, but still over $800,000 in Giving Tuesday. To so many, you know, so many worthy, people or organizations. But when you figure that we also raised $4 million for the car fire victims, and then now people are pushing a lot of the money out to the camp fire victims, that $800,000 is a huge amount that's been put out like that. Let me ask you a question. You know, you've been busy taking care of all the things I've had to do to keep our life running this week and haven't been on. What did you think when you saw our granddaughter out there playing soccer?
In the 16-year-old girlfriend. Oh, well, I think Sue was about ready to play a song to kind of establish it as the best because it was a happy, like, you know, to see girlfriends. Okay, first of all, there are two different kinds of soccer, or there are several different kinds of soccer, but she plays high school soccer and club soccer. And club soccer is when the families come together and they literally pay into it. And
for the coach and
the coach, and they tour and they go on tournaments, and you know, it's a very different expectation of club soccer. Like, they train throughout the year, they have, you know, they have to get there 45 minutes early and roll down their muscle. It's just a different intensity. So she, Ashlyn, our granddaughter, has been, from what I recall your daughter saying, is that she's been with this group now, and they've been playing and friends since they were in third grade. So they're tight, and the families are super tight. And your daughter had said to me, I think that it's really doing club soccer has done what I wanted it to do. It has kept her grit on her grade. She's not gotten into trouble. She's been, you know, very athletic. She still has 16. She hasn't had a boyfriend. Not that that has, you know what I mean? She's just busy, busy, busy. And she has this tight-knit group of girlfriends and friends. And they were really scrappy. I love that. They were scrappy.
I said they were like the Raptors.
They weren't afraid of, like, they weren't afraid of getting. She had broken
Park,
bones.
The girls out there,
yeah,
bumping in each other.
Bumping.
I mean, slides, scrappy. The slides and the tackle slides when they go down going for the ball, and girls going down and rolling around on the ground. And you know what? Here's the thing is, that game keeps playing if somebody's down.
She did
get
a yellow.
And yeah,
she got
did.
A yellow card.
Yeah, for being playing rough. But there, were, you know, we watched them play five games or three games, and the thing about it, if a girl goes down, either team, she lays there and rolls around on the ground for a while, you know, because there's no timeouts until the referee kind of comes over and looks at him and say, oh, okay. And then he stops play and he points at the coach. And then the coach comes over, and then you know what's being said is, okay, get up and walk it off. That's what happens. They get him up off the field, and you see him walking around out there someplace. But it's not like, oh my God, let's take him into the medical tent and check him.
No. What I witness, and of course your daughter she's a toughie too, and the families, they come, there were all these families converged from Albuquerque to Las Vegas. There were 10 soccer fields within this big stadium called
filled.
The Betty.
Every one of them was filled.
Betty Wilson Field. And so, you know, we moved. We were on, you know, field six, then we were on field 10. And all the family, they come and they've got their, you know, their gear on the side, and that's like the family, part of the, all the families were there sitting on the side and screaming and yelling, and it was scrappy and it was wonderful, and I love it when people play hard. They were passionate. They're athletes. And I love the athleticism of that, and they're very competitive, and I think that's great for life.
It is, and the just and the only, I mean, the kids out in the field are banging in each other, and the we saw two soccer moms get into it a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit.
Sue's getting worried. We got to take a break. We are past the hour, but we do that occasionally. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's. You know, we've been thinking about getting Clyde to come on over to our house because we need some. We need some tune-up in on our stuff, specializing in home electronics and Clyde's classic car parts. Over 47 years in the business, I'm sure if you've been in Reading, you've heard of Clyde. They're the best. Check them out on Hartnell Drive. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fight Radio. Oh, turn me down a little bit there. Just a little bit. Yeah,
I like
go.
It.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fight Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Here on the 29th of November, we have run out of November here.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, hey, what's the weather look like here for the next few days?
Well, good morning and welcome back. It's Linda Bott sitting in for Trish Clark. Okay, we're going to do, because usually if Sue doesn't do it, then in the morning when you hear her for the first hour, it's Sue McClain at the helm here with the Sue McClain News Hour, who's staying on to be our producer this morning. Thank you, Sue.
Today and tomorrow.
All right, heavy rains and showers this morning with our highs of 54 and our lows of 49. I don't know about you, but I was pulling up to get my coffee in the downpour. I mean, it was downpour. That's all right. We'll take it. Friday, slight chance of showers, then showers likely, which means then just a slight chance of more showers or less showers. Friday night showers and Saturday chance of showers with the lows of 31 on Saturday night and the highs of 50. It's going to be a chilly night. It's going to be fun. Sunday, mostly sunny. Now, there's the change with a high of 50 and our lows on Sunday night will be 32 with showers back. So Sunday morning is your day to get out and run around and do the things that you want to do. Slight chance of showers on Monday with our high of 47. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always our weather sponsor.
That's it. Chuck and Judy Kinney down there. In fact, I owe Chuck a phone call here. One of our listeners has written in here, wonder about concussions with any version of soccer. And you're absolutely right. Our granddaughters also had a concussion.
Yep.
Soccer is not necessarily they're running their heads into each other. Yeah, some of them get concussions when they're young or younger, when they're trying to head the ball. And their necks aren't that strong.
Right.
And so they have injuries that way. But, yeah, she had a concussion when she either got elbowed or something. Out there, it could have been a head-to-head, but it is a contact sport. If you think it's not, you're wrong.
It's not football.
Football where you're trying to knock somebody down.
Right. But you don't hear bones crunching and that kind of thing. But they do head the ball, but she's a junior.
And they're elbowing and bumping.
I don't know if they can do that when they're six or seven. But this team, soccer, what do you call it?
The club soccer.
Club soccer does do that.
Well, in their high school, the high school kids are her high school is state champions,
mm-hmm.
and our granddaughter, who is 5'2", weighs like 100 pounds, is extremely fast, and she's really accurate with her kicks, and she's not afraid to get in there and get the ball. She plays defense, middle defense, or either middle something else.
She's captain.
I don't know, and she's captain of the team, but. She goes up against these kids that are just as fast as she is, but mm-hmm. they're like 4 inches, 5 inches taller and 20 pounds heavier.
She is not afraid to
she's learned a long time ago you can't be afraid out there.
She's
okay.
Driven.
Now, there are some things, three things we need to know today, and when you say it, I'm going to get going on
it. Okay, okay. The Mexican Federal Immigration Agency is preparing to open a second emergency shelter this day for thousands of Central American migrants who've traveled to the U.S.-Mexico border to seek asylum in the United States.
Okay. The amount of tuberculosis, HIV, and other communicable diseases in this group of people, because of lack of probably of medical care or whatever, is astoundingly large.
And so, the picture that accommodates this article, there's a guy with a mask on with a broom, and it looks like Clorox bleach washing down whatever tile floor that they're
in. They've been in. And this, it's this type of infections that they're stopping there, and they're trying to at least identify. You know, you can't treat it. Some of you, I think, you could probably treat, but most of it you're just trying to identify. And here's the thing that gets me. I see a bunch of leftists that are marching from the United States down to the border. Why does that same group of leftists turn around and march your butts up north, up here to paradise? Because we have people without shelter, without homes, and all this. And everybody's making all of this brouhaha about this group of people trying to rush our border, trying to get across, many of whom, even CNN admits, MSNBC admits that they're not asylum seekers, they're work seekers. There's no reason they should be coming into this country, but there's thousands of them in this group. Why hasn't the attention been turned on those victims up in paradise?
They're not the victims, survivors.
18,000 houses have been searched now, or structures have been searched looking, and they haven't found any more bodies in the last 3 days. But they're still searching. It's, the number is still 88, but they have a reasonable feeling up there in paradise and that whole area there that the structures they've searched are clear, but they're gonna, you know, they got to just keep looking because there's 189 people still missing out there. Yeah. But the thing that gets me too about this whole thing, and I'll turn it loose back to you, is this caravan, this group of people who have rushed the border, and they make such a big thing. Oh my God, the Trump administration they're gassing these poor people. Well, where were you when Obama gassed these poor people over 85 times while he was president? And they shot the little pepper balls that when you shoot them, they hit and they go into pepper spray. Use those over almost 500 times. Nobody said anything about this. You know, I find this very hypocritical on the left and the media when they do things like this. We've had to launch it because they're throwing things. We've had shots across the border at our agents. There's all types of things going on down there. Okay.
Okay.
I'm off.
No, because we can go on that one for a whole, we can do no, a whole morning show and probably have experts come on and talk about the pros and cons of all of it. Suspect in Rodin family massacre set for court date. One of the accused in the gruesome killing of 8 members of an Ohio family is scheduled to be arraigned Thursday in Pike County courtroom. Angela Wagner, 48, will be third member of the Wagner family to appear in court this week to face charges of aggravated murder in the slayings of the Rodin family in 2016.
If you remember this, there was like 8 members of a family that were killed, murdered in their home and other homes around the area there. And they finally busted the case 2 years later. They've always suspected this other family who's been having a custody battle. And these families knew each other. They were friends. But they were having a custody battle over a 5-year-old girl.
Man.
And they planned it. They bought stuff for silencers. They just went in and they killed them. And then they finally got enough evidence against them to arrest them.
My goodness.
Killed
people
everybody.
Get crazy.
They did not. They came in the house. They did not kill the 3-year-old and the 5-year-old child that was in there. They didn't kill the children. So, anyway.
My goodness. Scientists condemn China researchers' gene editing experiment. A group of leading scientists declared Thursday that it's irresponsible to try gene editing on eggs, sperm, or embryos, except in lab research, because not enough is known yet about the risks of safety. The statement by the leaders of a 14-member conference in Hong Kong came after a Chinese researcher claimed to have helped make the world's first genetically edited babies and said a second pregnancy may be underway.
Okay. You know what? The only thing I can say about this is get ready. This was coming, and everybody knew it was coming. You can condemn it, but what they did supposedly was they edit it so you can't get HIV. So it'll start out like, oh, this will keep people from getting sickle cell or HIV or some other kind of horrible disease, and then it goes into things when they start managing your cells, your DNA. You know, so it's wrong. But it's here, and just stand by, because people are going to want designer babies. I'm going to want a baby that's 6'3", it's got blue eyes, it's got red hair, because red hair people are different.
Very Hitler-esque.
And, yeah, but they're not Hitler-esque, but doing this kind of thing is Hitler-esque.
Well, didn't he try to do that?
Yes, he did. But what I'm saying is that this is what people are going to do. And it's not going to be the government that you see it first, but it's going to be very rich people.
Okay,
they're going to design these babies.
Speaking of things to come, before we take a break, two things that are very exciting. The Rolling Stones are going to be back on tour. Get your tickets. They're coming out. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm not going to miss another opportunity.
I have to say that I have passed on so many tours.
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to pass on the Rolling Stones because, my God, Keith Richards, they may find out someday he's been dead for 3 years.
Yeah. And Game of Thrones, the author of Game of Thrones says he has more people to kill.
Oh.
We're going to take
Game
a break.
Of Thrones, this is their last season. I wonder how many people are doing.
We got to do like a binge where we watch it from the beginning all the way up. We got to start doing that.
Okay.
All the way up until the now. It's
and then we need one shout out to our friend Ted Leidy, who's also going under the scalpel this morning for his foot injuries when you jump out of perfectly good airplanes a couple of thousand times. You know what? You brought it on yourself there, big boy. But he's having that happen today. And if you know Ted, he's going to be flat on his back for 4 weeks and off his foot for 10.
He's going to need letters and love and lots of phone
for
calls.
All of you people that know Ted, just start filling his Facebook up with, Ted, you know, stay off your back so you get better. There you go. Or stay
all right,
on your
we've got to take a break here. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott here on this beautiful Thursday morning. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
Pound North Forestry. We just had Tom in here the other day. What great information he had. So many people wrote in afterwards talking about what they would, you know, when he was talking about those clearing the lighter fuels up, you know, that come in and cause these fires to be so bad and what his services can do. So give him a call at 200-8123 or check out his website at calnorthforestry.com. Really, really great, great information there. We'll be right back right after this message.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 9600.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments Insurance allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 52 degrees, going up to 54 today. Rain today. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And hope everybody's doing well. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank welcomes friends and neighbors to their branch in downtown Reading, their newest branch down there at 1845 California Street. You know, they're getting ready to move their main offices down to Hartnell Avenue, down there in the that big shopping center down there. But go head on down. See how your friends and neighbors down at Cornerstone Community Bank are moving local dreams forward. That's what they want to do. They want to move local dreams forward. Okay. Hey, Linda and I are here with Ranger Rick Ortega.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He is the commander of the VFW Post 1934.
Yes.
Good morning, buddy.
How are you guys doing on this rainy, rainy day?
I just re-upped my membership in the VFW.
Excellent. Yeah, we're always looking at the membership issues. We need people in there. We need people to come in and visit us. It's just like that young lady yesterday that was on the radio from FEMA.
Chelsea Irvine.
She's just
a little ball of fire out there, and she's trying to help people. But she was down at the VFW.
She was down there a couple of times. She came to see us, and if Chelsea comes back, I promise not to get her all involved in my cigar smoke. I'll let her sit on the other side of me.
Oh, okay. Was she out there?
With the guys back there, just having a good time, relaxing. It was a hard day's work, and she could come in there and relax.
And she's been working Chico, and she says that during the break. I mean, she doesn't say this on the air, but she said it's so tragic. So tragic down there. The people they're trying to help. I mean, she says it's person after person after person. You know, it was in the car fire. She said it was, you know, that was tragic. But it was like a hope there. And there was all these, you know, there was infrastructure left. And there was that feeling that, oh, yeah, you know what? We're going to make this work. She says in paradise, there's nothing. I mean, there may be some buildings left, but there is no infrastructure left. There's no electricity. There's nothing down there to help these people get going again.
Well, I do understand, and I'd like this verified. I understand that the VFW post down in Paradise did survive, and that's going to be big to the community because we have a program out. It's by our district, District 15 VFW, and they have they're helping out veterans where they can, but that's administered through them, and you can contact our post. We'll give you the website and whatnot, and you can apply, download the form and apply, but there are some specific requirements. So,
okay,
you know, there is a little ray of hope there.
Well, the VFW post could be a cornerstone for a lot of things happening. Our VFW here, of course, to be a member, you have to be a member of the of a foreign war. But you can also join if you're a military veteran. Is that correct?
Well, you can always be signed in, first of all. And we're trying to get our auxiliary up and running. To be an auxiliarist, you know, anybody can be part of the auxiliary.
Right.
There are few requirements on that. But as a general rule, yes. and enjoy. Enjoy, all, you know, all the camaraderie.
And the VFW post here has pool tables. It's got an outdoor area for cigar smoking or smoking out there. Mm-hmm. It's got, you know, some bar food, not a lot, but some. And a great bar. What else do they have? The shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard. We've got a variety of games. We've got a meeting room. As a matter of fact, it's
a meeting room.
Yeah, it's being. We'll take a donation. In fact, here's the thing: we got the recruiting command coming from the area, Southern Oregon and California. They're going to use our facility for their Christmas party. So they're bringing in all their kids, their wives, whatever.
Great.
And, you know, we're going to make them feel as much as home as possible. We might even let the kids decorate a Christmas tree on that day when they're there. So, by the way, we've got a little playroom as well.
Yeah. That's right, for kids. And this is one of the.
With your Nintendos and all that. When you say playroom, it's got all the goodies in it.
Yeah.
You don't see all the. You don't see this at a lot of VFW posts, but this is a way of also reaching out to families. They want to come in and, you know, sit down and talk to other people, other veterans, and have kids.
And have kids. All right. They can have kids, yes.
I mean, they can have the kids. They don't.
There you go.
They can have the kids after the night of frivolity.
That's right.
But this is, they can bring their children with them.
Yes, they can. You know, it's not, you can't drop them off. You got to supervise them. And by the way, if you're going to do that and come on in, clean up after your kids.
There you go.
Shut the TV off.
Yeah.
Pick up their glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
you're putting a lot of rules on this all right away.
I mean, I just think that sometimes, you know, we see this worldwide and the lack of, not in all cases, but, you know, the lack of rules. And I think rules are really, you know, like making sure that your kids send thank you notes, picking up after themselves, saying thank you, respecting your elders. A lot of those things just seem to kind of have been sliding by. So it's up to this generation, us, and our younger generation to be able to teach the younger generation about what it is. That's just respect.
Well, you hit the hit it right on the nail there. You know, it's true. And we have to reinforce it. Well, the VFW is all about reinforcing values and tradition and memories of veterans. And we're very family-oriented over there. Very. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things, you know. You come to our family over the VFW, feel free, kick back, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But pick up your cigarette butts or whatever, you know.
Right. Just like you would in the military. Yeah. Just pick up after yourself.
Yeah, so now, we're trying to reinforce that. That's
right,
all.
Right.
Now,
right.
There's you do a variety of other things down there, Rick, too. But one of the things that's coming up here, not this weekend, but a week from this Saturday, is the Army-Navy game.
There's a lot of
bragging rights going on over that. That's going to be on the 7th.
It's going to be Saturday, the 8th.
Saturday the 8th. That's right.
Mm.
It's going to be the Army-Navy game. It's going to be, they've got a bunch of TV sets, screens down there.
That would be fun to play pool and have a couple drinks and watch,
And then plus after that, you have a steak dinner.
Ooh.
Yes. And, you know, it's a pretty good deal. And this is, once again, all volunteers kind of step up. You know, we cook it, we serve it, this, that, and the other. So, yeah, it goes, the steak dinner follows the Army-Navy game. And the game starts basically at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's when you get all the tradition, the military cadets.
They're all marching in.
Their speeches.
You love watching that, yeah.
You see, and I do, too. And there are some other people out there that just die for this. This is the only, really, the... it's probably, for me, the biggest game of the year.
And you know what? And the other thing, too, is that for many years, the Navy just kicked Army's butt. And then like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they were expected to beat Army, and Army won. So Army this year has a great record. I mean, they played they played Notre Dame into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And Navy hasn't had that great a season. Army has. Navy hasn't had that great a season. Mm-hmm. But when you come into this game, you just throw those records out because these kids play at a different level.
Well, it's an entirely different mindset. You know, I guarantee you nobody's taking a knee.
All right, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about that steak dinner before we have to take our break. We want to drive that home, how wonderful, how people can get tickets. Open to the public?
You got to be signed in. And we only have a certain number of steaks.
Okay.
So it is, as long as somebody's going to sponsor you to sign in. You know,
So if people want to come, they have to say, Carl and Linda, we'd like to, because Carl's a member.
Yeah.
He has to be, you know, we'd love to do that with you. We want to
most
watch
anybody,
it.
If they ring the bell, though, somebody will go out and meet them, right?
Yes.
And that decision will be made in an instant.
Yes, just that quick.
Yeah, if you're a veteran and you want to come in, that's even better.
Yeah, and we're all about safety. That's the other thing, too. We have that buzzer there for a reason. You know, it is a private club, and it's not generally open to the public, like you said. But, yes, come on in, sign up, enjoy the heck out of that game. And then at 6 o'clock, the steak dinner begins. So for $15, you know, I don't know where you get a steak dinner in town. You can't.
Steak and all the trimmings.
Mm. Steak and all the trimmings.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. It's so
well,
great to see
I've
you.
Got a couple other things here before we have to chase him out of here. We've done fundraisers there, and where people come in, and Linda and I have acted as bartenders.
Yes,
and
that was fun.
We'd love to have another one of those when next time VFW has another fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We'd love to do something like that. Can people use the facilities for a party?
Yes. Yes, they can.
How does that work?
Well, for example, we have a rehabilitation hospital that wants to come in and use it for the Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we just we set it up. We don't really set up. They're bringing in their own food and everything, their own party. But it's very possible. I mentioned earlier the recruiting command.
Right.
Command Sergeant Major's Ted Leidy's old command, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in. So we do that. We've had large law firms. They do
donations. It's not it's not that you're being charged, but there's a donation.
We accept donations for our room. In fact, we've got a group coming in teaching Living Trusts, Alpha Omega Group from Kentucky. And they're, I think, it's the 4th.
Of December?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll have to check that. But they're coming in. They're giving a seminar.
So there's different things. In other words, if you're looking for a place that, you know, that's got a bar...
Mm-hmm.
And that's got a large area there to have a party in and to see your we're not talking hundreds of people here, but we're still talking groups of 40 or 50 easily can get in there.
Yeah, just understand once we run out of steaks, it's hamburgers.
There it is. So you can come in for your steak dinner and it's hamburgers. So you at that point get charged for a hamburger and not a steak.
That's correct.
We have different. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Rick.
Where's it located at, buddy?
1251 Oregon Street, which is actually right next to Woody's.
There you go.
The Woody's restaurant. He's a good guy.
And, he's a good guy.
We enjoyed a close working relationship with Woody, Scott.
Uh-huh.
So
now, the other thing, too, is what's the phone number if somebody wants to call down there? Do they have one?
Yes, we do. You're going to have you put me on the spot. 241-9168, I think.
241-9168.
It's the VFW. Okay, we're going
to have... Post-1934.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
Got to take a break here. We're running late. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's cold out there, 40 degrees. If you're having any problems with your heaters, any problems at all, you give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. Voted best in the worst. Voted best in the North State. And we wouldn't have anybody else touch our HVAC systems. Check out more on their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we said we were chasing Ranger Rick out, but we didn't, because you've got another big announcement here.
Yeah, we're working with a lot of local folks, businesses especially, and trying to get our word out there, our message and support. And a big shout out to Windsor Rehab Hospital at the foothill of Mercy Hospital there. They want to feed 150 veterans at a lunchtime, a date to be determined. And I really got to get, I don't know if we can get 150 people there at lunchtime. And so I'm going to be working on that. But they're going to do this for veterans for free.
Who's this now?
Windsor.
Windsor.
There's a young lady there.
Windsor
named,
Healthcare?
Yes. It's wow. The one where they have a little activity going on right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, right. So, but they're going to feed 150 veterans, feed them lunch. And a date to be announced.
Yes, we were going to have it in December, but because of my absence upcoming, probably going to be in January.
That's a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll work real hard to get a lot of veterans there. That's veterans and their families, right?
Veterans, and we're working on that, but I think it's their families as well.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay.
And where does it take place again, Rick?
It's going to take place at 1251 Oregon Street at the VFW.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
Windsor's sponsoring it.
Yeah, the good folks at the rehab hospital there at Windsor are going to...
That's amazing.
They're just stepping up to the plate.
Love it.
They want to give something back to the community.
Absolutely.
And she reached out to me, the hospital, so I'm going to need some help and come back here and talk about it. We'll
Great.
Get it dialed in, and hopefully we'll have a big success, but these are the types of things in the community that
right.
makes this community so great.
Right, and you know what, we talk about, you know, the heavy heart and the sadness, but the beautiful part of that, it's like the yin and the yang, and, you know, the positive and the negative. With everything that's happened with the fires and the tragic losses that we've had, is we've seen this incredible outpouring of individuals and companies that have stepped up and moved forward and given, and maybe where maybe one has never given has been moved to give. And so that's the beautiful part of what you're just, I'm just, you know, kind of Yeah. And just going off of what you're saying, too, is people stepping up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, and it's sad to say that sometimes adversity and challenges bring out the best of us.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't have to be that way, but here we have another opportunity to come together.
It does. You know, one of the things that happened around Christmas time and other times, too, is people travel. And, you know, Rick was here when we were talking about it during the break, and plus we needed to keep him over that. But there's been stuff happening down in resorts down in Mexico that are dangerous.
I wanted to bring this because to everyone's attention, because I do have a couple friends. They rented, actually, a house, but they drove across the border, their entire family with little ones, the sons, the grand, everybody. And they rented a house. Well, so that wasn't a resort. And they got out of Tijuana 5 minutes after, evidently they were closing the border. Right before them, they saw the Border Patrol put on their SWAT gear or change caps or whatever they do. So I guess these guys can double whatever it is. And one of the gals who was there had her passport, and he said, get over there in the right lane and drive as fast as you can and don't come back. Don't look back. And that was just, you know, they were like, oh, my God, you know. And so I don't know about you, but I've been in third world countries where when you come in the border, they're machine guns, and they're not, they with the little red stars on their caps or Venezuela. And you know when you come into those countries, you're like, you better watch your step, buddy. So anyway, what we've done here, anyway, I'm talking about, I wanted to bring this to people's attention is this, Playa del Carmen, you know, there's some beautiful, luxurious resorts, and it's a beautiful time to travel to Mexico in November, December. And there's one plight of a family, this darling gal who is in college. They brought their son and their daughter. She died a tragic death because of their getting tainted drinks. So no matter where you are, I don't care if you're spending thousands of dollars at a resort, they're getting tainted drinks with roofies. Small amounts of alcohol. They may have one drink. She died in the shallow end of the pool at the resort. Not in the ocean. Shallow end of the pool in the resort. She was 20. And anyway, so the Mexico police have shut down second black market tequila still. There's tainted alcohol that's coming.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they're making illegal alcohol that's killing people.
Right. But there's also couples and friends reported blacking out simultaneously and regaining consciousness hours later to learn they've been assaulted, robbed, taken to the hospital, and in some cases, jail. Several reported loved ones drowned. It's unclear whether the vacationers were deliberately drugged or became random victims of adulterated alcohol. Some reported getting violently ill, vomiting, foaming from the mouth and nose, and other physical symptoms. Others blacked out and woke up with no ailments. Anyway, so they're saying in this article that many people put on Travelocity and Yelp and other things to avoid this, and somehow it had been removed. Of course, travel people really don't want to hear this, but there's been reported over 200 reports of tourists with troubling or terrifying experiences at luxury resorts. The most recent from two couples who visited Los Cabos earlier this month, which we know is high-end. Three of the four blacked out and later became violently ill after drinking a couple of margaritas. Okay, one woman in the group drank something different, didn't get sick. She took pictures and later described the others, all of whom had no memory of the things that transpired.
Well, you know, I've been told, Ranger Rick told me, there's been times he must have gotten some really bad alcohol. Because he said there's been times that he did not remember what happened the night before. And I'm sure it must have been that bad alcohol that they were serving over there.
You know, seriously, I think there have been times in my life I don't know what I got into.
Well, when you go down to these countries and, you know, you don't know what you're going to be drinking. You don't know who's putting things in your drinks. And, you know, if you wake up in the hospital, you're lucky if somebody took you to the hospital instead of just finding yourself in an alley, you know, someplace between two buildings.
Well, this article is about
But the thing I understand is that you're paying a lot of money to go down to some of these resorts. You expect there to be safety. Yes. And a 20-year-old has one drink and it knocks her out and she drowns in the shallow end of the pool.
Well, it's a tragic story, but there is no moral. I mean, this couple were waiting for their kids to join them for dinner. And then they said, your kids are in the hospital. And then they said, before the hospital would transport the family, we'd need to pay the $6,371 bill and put down $10,000 deposit for the Cancun hospital. So they had to have her airlifted, and by the time she got to a U.S. hospital, she was brain dead.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's tragic, but why I'm talking about this is as we travel, we need to really, really be careful. You know, there's a lot of tragedy in the world right now, and evil things are going on. And I don't want to be like, oh, God, she's bringing in the black cloud.
Well, Linda, I want to be clear about this. You mean there's not free medical care in Mexico?
I thought there was free medical care in Mexico, emergency care.
Yeah.
That's just for citizens, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
That's maybe what it is. Okay, here we're going to take a break here. Thanks a lot, Ranger Rick. Remember, again, everybody, on the 8th of December, Army-Navy game, VFW post, gates open at 11 o'clock, steak dinner at 6 p.m.
It was a big event last year, and it's going to be bigger this year.
It's going to be bigger this year.
Come on in and enjoy.
I can get down there today and get myself in a little seat there, and then the Navy and the Army can just yell at each other and throw things, or the Marines. We hang out with the Navy that day.
Yeah,
all
that
right.
day.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the news with Randall Hempling.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen pleading guilty to lying to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Russia. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a surprise New York courtroom appearance, Cohen admitted to making false statements in 2017 to the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Cohen's admission contradicts statements made by then-candidate Donald Trump that he had no business dealings with Russia.
But the president says Cohen isn't telling the truth about the Russia venture that never got off the ground.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it. We were thinking about building a building. I guess we had in a form. It was an option. I don't know what you'd call it. I decided ultimately not to do it.
Mr. Trump says he didn't do the deal primarily because he was running for president. Mr. Trump holding out the possibility of a pardon for Paul Manafort. The president tells the New York Post pardon is not off the table. President Trump now on his way to the G20 summit in Argentina. He also says that we are very close to doing a trade deal with China. Mr. Trump will be meeting with his Chinese counterpart at the G20 summit. Pending home sales sank last month. Higher mortgage rates making houses less affordable, dampening enthusiasm among would-be buyers. Consumer spending grew at the fastest clip in 7 months in October. The Commerce Department reporting a sharp 0.6% rise in spending last month, while incomes rose by the largest amount in 9 months. Following yesterday's big rally, Wall Street taking a breather today. Stocks are in the red. The Dow is down about 129 points. NASDAQ Composite Index off 68, and the S&P currently down 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Ukraine's president urging NATO to act amid Ukraine's ongoing standoff with Russia.
Petro Poroshenko, the Ukrainian president, has given an interview with a German newspaper, and in that he said that he would like NATO to send its ships into the Azov Sea to try and redress the balance as he sees it at the moment. Effectively, Russia has closed that strait, not just to Ukrainian ships, but also to merchant vessels that are heading towards Ukrainian ports. I think it has to be said that at this point, that would be an extremely provocative move. It's very unlikely that NATO would be willing to go as far as that.
That's the BBC's Jonah Fisher in Kiev. China says it has voiced concerns to the U.S. over the passage of a pair of Navy warships through the Taiwan Strait, days ahead of a planned meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Nigeria has tried but has not been able to stamp out Boko Haram.
The nation's military finally revealed a death toll of 39 from a new series of extremist attacks on soldiers. While President Muhammadu Buhari declared that Boko Haram and Islamic State-linked fighters should be wiped from the surface of the earth, the army says another 43 soldiers were wounded in five attacks between November 2nd and 18 and blamed large numbers of Boko Haram terrorists. Shocked by the deaths, Buhari backed off past declarations that Boko Haram had been defeated and urged the military to rise to the challenge. He addressed security leaders in the turbulent northeast as he faces growing criticism ahead of next year's election over the failure to end what he called a must-win war. Keith Peters reporting.
Turns out numerous electric vehicle manufacturers are including surveillance software in their vehicles sold in China. It tracks the precise location of each car, sending the information back to the government. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, the epicenter of change. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, enhanced walk-in humidor, great customer service, done a lot for the people of the car and the campfire, has Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and again, a shout-out and thank you to Sue McClain, who has stayed over from the Sue McClain News Hour to be our board operator. Good morning.
Good morning.
And producer this morning. So great. You're always such a joy to be around.
Well, thank you. And this has been great.
And I learned from listening to you how to do the weather. I think I don't do it as well as you, but here it goes. Heavy rain this morning and showers likely this evening with our highs of 54 and our lows tonight of 40. Tomorrow calls for slight chance of showers. And then, of course, tomorrow showers likely with our highs of 54 and our lows of 38. Saturday calls for chance of showers with our highs of 50 and our lows of 31. Now, Sunday calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 50 and our lows of 32. That's our weekend forecast, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they get senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, guys, it's only 27 days away. 27 days.
Sure?
So that means you've got 27 days of shopping. Of course, some people I know are still shopping on Christmas Day. I'm not sure if getting the getting the handy pack from the 7-Eleven counts as you run out early in the morning in a comb as a Christmas present. But Four Winds Jewelry counts as a Christmas present. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go on in there and talk to Rebecca or Henry. They can design jewelry for you, but they have so many different types of jewelry. And if you don't see what you're looking for, they can find it for you at very reasonable prices. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, with us today. And it should be like a little drum roll here.
I know. Kind of our hero in a lot of ways.
Randall Hempley.
Hey, good morning.
You know what? You're the former this, the former that, former this, but you're also the in the partnership health plan.
Yeah, healthcare. I'm the chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board there. And we're going to get into that one a little bit later because, you know, because all the changes in the health care and all this. But one of the reasons I called you is because of the
Costco. What's going on with Costco?
Okay, well,
and because you live in that area.
I live geographically the closest of anybody to the new Costco development.
Right.
Okay. And as, or the proposed development.
Yeah. As we know that yesterday, on Tuesday, on Tuesday when they met, a letter was presented by a lawyer from a group of people in that area that has put the Costco build on hold for at least 60 days.
It's a really interesting issue as it relates to Costco. You recall they were trying to go out to north of town on Oasis, and that fell through because of property issues. And then they settled on the property that's there at the corner of Bocelli and Bonneville. Well, it's an excellent location for them. Their present location, they don't like it. It's, you know, they wanted a larger building forever, and they want to put in gas pumps. And for those of you who don't know, I have to go to Fairfield once a month, and I plan my gas. So because right there in Fairfield, next to the partnership office, is Costco. And I fill up there. I plan to be empty when I arrive there, because gasoline at Costco is always at least 20 cents cheaper.
Okay.
Now, they only sell two grades, which is going to be your basic and then your premium. They don't sell the mid-grade. But the people are lined up to get it.
Okay. Yeah.
So one of the reasons that they want the gas pumps, obviously, is for easy access to customers, and customers want it. It is illogic to think that Costco would not want to be on I-5. That's where they want to be. And it's kind of a bit of hubris on the part of the community to say, well, we don't want them to go to this location because of, you know, lots of reasons. And I'll tell you for a fact, my wife and I disagree on this. The traffic needs to be mitigated. A lot of things need to be done. Mm-hmm. But when we try to tell Costco where to go and that they should stay where they are and just enlarge that space, that does not open access to I-5. It doesn't have people coming off the highway. You know, as you're driving up and down the highway, if you're a Costco member and you see that there and you've got your fifth wheel or whatever and you need to fill up, it's easy access, easy on, easy off.
And what Randall's talking about is one of the people in the organization that doesn't want Costco there on I-5 has said if they stay in their present location in the town, in the city, sells them some more property right there, and then they do a couple other things, they don't have to move at all. No, that's what was been said. But every reason you just gave was Costco doesn't want to be there.
No, here's what I would believe Costco would do.
And you're a businessman, so this is very interesting. You live there, but this is how you see it.
Yeah, and I have a background in not just health planning, but I did my residency in city management and went through all the planning mm-hmm. deals. This is 100 years ago. Costco wants to be on I-5. So they looked at Oasis, then they settled on here. If this community is successful again in killing another project, and we have a habit of doing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Churn Creek they killed that, and I have no problem. You know, that probably was a wrong time thing in mm-hmm. the economics of the community, and, you know, is there really going to be more need for retail at that time? That may not have been such a bad deal. But Costco will go to Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we want Costco to stay here in this community? And I'm doing everything I am as related to this, and I've written to the Planning Commission and others in support, fully in support mm-hmm. of the project, is because it helps the community. You have to think about what our needs are right now. We're the only city that I know of that takes donations from a church to provide basic police services. I mean, let's just start there.
Wow.
And then figure out, let's give up a massive bit of sales tax that not only the present, but the future, if Costco goes anywhere but to that location. It's just absurd. And as I said, my wife and I disagree, and not violently. We love each other dearly. But she is
Barbara's probably not.
No,
she doesn't hesitate. She doesn't hesitate to let you know.
Yeah. She tells me straight up, you know, and she's been to the meetings and the like. She worries about the traffic.
Right.
Well, we all do.
Right.
And but in the plan, they have to mitigate that traffic before they can open.
Mm-hmm.
And mitigate means get it to where it is reasonable
mm-hmm.
for everybody. And it looks to me, it's going to be reasonable. Now they're going to have roundabouts. Oh, my God, we don't want roundabouts anywhere. They do it everywhere else in the world.
It works very well.
It works beautifully everywhere.
You just have to learn to be polite when you're driving.
You just have to be, you learn how to do it. And
they're doing it in Anderson. Hello.
Yeah. So that will be would be taken care of. They have already the things that I commented to them. What I wanted as a resident, and I live on Chinook Drive, which if you look geographically, we're right there.
You're there on the parking
lot. We're adjacent
to
it. What I worried about was having trees to block. You know, they were going to take out almost all the trees that are on the north side of that property. Well, they've come back in and said, okay, we're 8,000 feet. We're going to cut off of this thing, and we're going to have this we'll keep the tree run.
Keep a green belt right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we need. And then I asked them to work on the lighting, the parking lot lighting and all that, so that it faced downward and away from our properties. And the reason for that is, unlike other places, and I moved here from New Mexico. In New Mexico, it would not have been possible to put the Cypress Bridge lighting in because they do not allow any lighting facing the sky, shooting upward. And the reason for that is to keep the glorious stars in view. But not here. You can you can shoot up, and it diffuses the light, and you don't get to see your sky as well. So I asked them to do that, and I hope they will. But the trees will probably help with some of that.
Mm-hmm.
All the other things that you would want in the property, as far as I can tell, they've taken care of. The loading docks, all these kinds of things are on the south side or on the east side on the freeway off the that face that way, so we won't get the noise and the light.
Mm-hmm.
But we will lose an incredible opportunity for tax revenues for this community if some people are able to kill it. And I challenge in some ways. The people who are involved, they don't. Some of them live in Palisadro that are listed as the principals on this coalition group. And as I said, there are people that fight things in this community. And the reason I get a bit of angst in this is I was a principal at Turtle Bay. I was chairman of the board of Turtle Bay when we fought the good fight to get our hotel, which has proven to be. We look like geniuses now,
mega
but we worried.
Successful.
Yeah, we worried a great deal about that. Yeah. But people fought that for illogic reasons as well.
We're here with Randall Hempling, and we're talking about Costco, and it leads us to much bigger, the Costco build, which has been put on hold for at least 60 days while they have to put out the EIR again because an annex. Or appendix of
the health part,
has already been written, but it was left off. Yeah. So they're putting it back on, and they're going to circulate it again for 60 days and bring it back up again. But it's just maybe there's something more that we need to worry about when we, with this battle going on. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Home Helpers, and there's no battles going on there except for the battle to keep your loved ones happy and healthy, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. It's Home Helpers. We have a friend that's going in for surgery in about 3 hours, and he's not going to be a good patient. He's like a little boy, and I hope he's listening right now. And so maybe this is the time that Home Helpers, we tell Lisa to call Home Helpers and just say, send them in 2 hours a day to take care of him, make sure everything's okay. Home Helpers. Schedule is based around your needs and the needs of your loved ones. Give them a call, 226-8350, or learn more at RenningHomeHelpers.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen,
I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Thursday. Currently 52 degrees, and we are live here with Randall Hampling and Carl and Linda Bott here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, we're going to start our...
Shasta Regional Medical Center. How about that? Is located in the heart of downtown Reading and recently earned the Joint Commissioner's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacements. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Right here in the middle of Reading. We're here with Randall Hempelin, who used to be the CEO twice.
Yeah, twice.
Once when he brought it up here to where it was, left it, and he retired, kind of walked away, and then a year later?
Actually, 4 years later.
4 years later. Randall, can you come back and help us get it going again? Yeah, they'd had some problems.
I was happy to help. It's a good place. Good people.
Now let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. Thank you.
I hope yours was good. Well, too.
It was. In fact, we had a backyard football game, and Grandpa was the star. I made the catch.
The catch?
The catch, and I landed on my ribs.
Uh-oh.
And it cracked the ribs.
Oh, well, see, I thought you were going to say you were in your motorized wheelchair, and you made these moves, and you got it, and then you flipped.
That hurts to laugh.
But you held the ball. I did. I held the ball, and everybody clapped, except if I was on YouTube, I probably could... Well, gosh, I could make donations and support your radio program forever, buddy.
Yeah. Was it that big?
It was hilarious. Yeah, except while I was flying through the air, I knew that if I put my arm down, I'd break my shoulder. So I decided to curl up and land on my side. And when I did that, I realized that you don't land with your elbow underneath your ribs.
No.
That's probably not a good idea.
No. Jeez. You know what? Isn't it funny how those where you used to be able to do that?
Yeah.
And it could get up and laugh. And now you hear things cracking and you just don't get up.
My daughter-in-law is a nurse, and she was standing over me and looked at me and goes, Terry, can you get up, hon? Can you get up? And I said, yes, just take me to the libation.
Oh, well, then that helps, too. That eases
it. I asked her if she could give it to me intravenously, and she said not at this time.
Oh, later. So, okay, hey, what's up,
anything
buddy?
To help the pain. I want to talk about the Restore Your Rights rally we're having.
Okay.
And we'll be having that at the Anderson VFW Hall at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Okay. That'll be this coming Saturday, December the 1st. The doors open at 3 o'clock. We'll go from about 4 to 6. We're going to have Mark Baird as our keynote speaker. Uh-huh. Patrick Jones will bring the Second Amendment issues and what's going on in California to light as a gun dealer, as the past mayor of Reading, and also as someone who has to who is very well versed in all the laws. And we have some local law enforcement coming, so it should be a very, very good event. We're excited about it, and we encourage everybody to come out. This is something we have to protect. And I know, Carl, that you teach CCW classes, and you're a real proponent of all this.
We are, because we've got a new Congress coming in, and a new Congress, part of them were elected because of for gun restrictions. And we've got to make sure that we are a unified front as much as possible to maintain our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, and with the Supreme Court decision and the Ninth Circuit decision, which shocks me, the Ninth Circuit's the most liberal court in the land, that open carry is the only protected right. Concealed carry is now a privilege. Well, it makes it like a driver's license or anything else. Well, so that's the deal. So the sheriffs are going to have to make some decisions here, and we also have a court case going that should help us to force the judges in the state of California to adhere to the Supreme Court and the Ninth Circuit's decisions.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's this Saturday. It's at the VFW in Anderson.
December the 1st, yep. 3210 West Center Street in Anderson at the Anderson VFW. Doors open at 3. Great speakers. We will start at 4.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
See you later. All right. Bye. Hey, it's 25 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're here with Randall Hemplin, and we've been talking about Costco and how it's been put on hold for 60 days while they recirculate the EIR.
Right.
But you've also brought up something to me is very troublesome also, and I'll be more than happy to write a letter for the Costco move. No, I understand why they're doing it, but I also understand too. Costco's just going to take it to a certain point and say, okay, you want to fight us on this thing, okay, and then there's less ball already. And the Board of Supervisors already re-promulgating.
And if I were Anderson, I'd be all over them right now. And they probably are.
And offering them anything
to
bring it down there.
Plenty of property down there.
Plenty of property
down
there.
And by the way, they won't lose a nickel of business out of Reading because we'll all go down there and shop. If you're a Costco person, you're a Costco person, period.
That's right. And you're going to come down and it's not that, you know what, you hop on the freeway, you get down there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's... And so the people of Reading, we need as a citizens right here is to not let a smaller group of people who are in effect NIMBYs. One of the people was quoted as saying, oh, I love Costco. We need these gas stations.
Yeah, that was Wendy West. She is our area director for Partnership Health Plan. We disagree on this project. She lives about 2 miles away from the project, but that's fine. She has a right to disagree about it. But we all love it. We just don't want it.
In our backyard.
We don't want it here.
Yeah.
That's what she said. She says, we love this, but we don't want it here. Well,
it's
got to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere, and we want to keep it in Reading. And we've had other cases where this community, because it fights things like this, and big and small. I mean, there were people that fought the methadone clinic.
Yes.
I mean, just fought it.
Yes.
Now, we don't want these druggies. Well, the methadone clinic is for people who are on the rehab. It's only open early in the morning for these people to get a shot, and then they go to work.
No problem with it.
No.
There hasn't been an arrest there.
No, they have the same issues when they tried to open mental health. And then people have forgotten about 3M. You remember 3M?
No.
North of the city.
They were going to put a
big mine.
They're going to put a quarry there.
Big quarry you got to quarry stuff somewhere. You got to find it. And they had it all planned out. And as soon as they started seeing that everybody fights everything here for whatever reason. Not everybody fights. There are people that fight it. Just don't want change. And that's, they love our community the way it is. But they don't want to change it to improve
it. They won't vote for more taxes.
3M, that's why 3M pulled out.
Yeah.
They just walked away.
Well, let's talk about the, as we talked about, it may have been the wrong timing, but that shopping center that was coming in here. And when they came in 6 months early, I told the guy, because he came in and we talked, and I said, you know what, if you really are serious about this, you better start your advertising right now, because they are already, your opponents are already up there, and they're organized, and they're out there. And he goes, well, we've done this before. But, okay.
Yeah, this community is why people don't want to come here for this type of development, for anything that brings industry. Wow. I mean, look at Stillwater. I mean, what's happened at Stillwater is emblematic of what's going on in this community. We want stuff, but we don't want to pay a price.
Well, I'm not sure about Stillwater because that's kind of a different one. But we can go on to more and more. They were talking about the not just this, but this battle for Costco, the Wind River Rancheria.
Yeah.
Wait till that one starts. But that one has already started, and the battle for that is going to be spectacular too.
Yeah, and it's another thing that'll bring business off the highway, and it'll get it up there, and it's got to be somewhere. And like I said, I'm a neighbor there. But let me back up a second. My wife and I, as I said, we disagree. We have an agreement. If 3 years from now, let's say a year after Costco is in, if all of the things that she fears and she doesn't like, and whether it be traffic or anything, if she doesn't like it, we'll move.
Okay.
You know, we'll move. No. We're not out of Redding, hopefully, because we'll be able to get a property here that suits us. We'll probably be downsizing then anyway. We're little old people, so.
Well, you know what? Here's something for two little old people.
No, it's funny.
Yeah,
you
know what? I think of the Roman emperors. You know, they were all like, you know, they weren't like gigantic people, but they sure got a lot of stuff done. When you said, it was something you'd said earlier about the, when you said, when we have to take $500,000 from as a church donation, Wind River donated $250,000 for a district attorney so we could go after cases.
Yep.
That's almost $1 million that people have donated just to keep the wheels on.
Yeah, the only thing Timmerite recalling, maybe it just follows me around, is when I was in Barstow, it's the only city where the ambulance service is owned by lawyers. I mean there's a bit of a nuance there.
It's like a tongue in cheek comment there. Little tongue in cheek, I think.
Were they driving them too? Because they were first there on the scene.
Yeah.
No, but they were on speed dial.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but that's that.
But this is
people
scary.
People need to start with why do we do things? You know, what's the outcome we want as it relates to Costco? And the final outcome is more sales tax revenue. That's the outcome. That serves the entirety of the community, period. A few people, and I mean very few, may be disappointed that there's more traffic in the area that, once again, must be mitigated. But that's an issue that goes on everywhere. But people need to think of this as a community issue and not, well, we don't, the NIMBY thing.
Right. And more taxes means more...
Fire.
Well, for more fire and policemen.
Public, it's public protection. Yes. All the things that are top of mind here.
Well,
yeah.
You know, one of the things that, you know, we had June Bell and our new fire chief in here the other day on Giving Tuesday. They, when our fire stations and our Reading Fire Department needs to get Giving Tuesday to help buy this new equipment that they need, the lifts that bring up cars, something as simple as their turnouts, which wear out and they've got shelf life on them, or you know something like you know used to be called the jaws of life, because they've got this equipment but it's starting to wear out, and all these fires we've had around here. But they've got to come on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see if we can raise $60,000 for them, you know, so they can get this new stuff. Mm. There's something wrong there.
Yep.
That we should be able to generate that. I mean, there's so much stuff going on here.
Yeah, well, there's another side issue here. There are people that don't want the trees cut down, and that's important.
Right.
But we have a different issue related to those trees right now that I'll tell you about.
Okay, yeah, we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by another small business in town here. Bastiani Arms, started about 9 years ago. Sarah and John Bastiani have done a very, very good job in running their business and growing their business. This is the only place that Linda and I go to buy a firearm, is Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. They have a full selection everywhere. Yes, it's any way you want it, you can get it from Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there to 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Veterans get discounts. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Real people, real winners. Let passion carry you farther than ever before. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November Adventure Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Free slot play, prizes, or a Can-Am Commander. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our new kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Play the game board for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Can-Am Commander. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's a liberating feeling when you know you can go anywhere, whenever, on a moment's notice. Can-Am Commanders come built to handle any terrain, so embrace the spirit of adventure and get out there. Play our November Adventure promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Commander from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, November 30th. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. You know, we're so excited because every time I come into the station, our new studios, the mics are in, the table's in. Pretty soon we're going to be in that station next door, and where we are now will be like the production studios, and we'll be doing live in there, and that'll be a lot of fun. So, you know, things take time. That we're just going to share with you that the fires did put us behind, and I think for everybody, you know, we just count our blessings. It's a very mixed feeling right now with the holidays. We're so grateful, you know, for so many reasons, but we are also wrapping our hearts and our thoughts and our positive feelings and prayers out for those people in paradise and the surrounding areas of people who've lost things during these holidays. So, you know, when you're thinking about, oh gosh, you know, I got to run to the store and buy something, see if you can switch your brain for a minute and think of, okay, I need to give to an organization that's supporting somebody in the paradise. And if you told that person that you were going to give that little gadget to, this is what I did in your name, I think they would be like, oh, thank you. I don't need more stuff.
Well, you know, in our lobby we have the Toys for Tots, and these toys are going to those kids that suffered from in the car fire and the campfire. And all those toys are going for like that.
And the Marines?
We want to fill that box up. So 1326 Market Street, doesn't have to be a $1 million toy. It can be just something a little kid wants to play with. It's new, unwrapped, just toss them in there, and we'll take care of everything else. and we'll pick them. You know, they'll pick them up. The Marines will pick them up.
Our Purple Hearts recipients came in and brought that box, and they do that every year. And we'd like to see you bring in their toys.
Stays here. Stays right here. Didn't go anywhere else.
I mean, the toys that distributed to kids.
Here.
Right.
Yeah.
So, hey, come by and bring that, fill that box up.
Let's fill that box up. Yep. Hey, we're here with Randall Hempling, former CEO of Shasta Regional, twice, the CEO of the...
Chairman.
Or chairman, I'm sorry, Partnership Health Plan. And that's just a total separate...
Yeah, that's a labor of love for those of us up here. I'm very proud of that.
But I can just tell you that organization is doing a lot of really good work up here for help with people. It's locally controlled.
That's the key. It's locally controlled.
And I'm just going to hit this one thing where the cost for overhead in other places are 15% or, you know,
yeah, for
20,
other health plans, Blue Cross, Anthem, Holy.
Four and a half.
We try to keep it under five, and we've done a real good job of that. Yeah.
And so that means how many millions of dollars is that?
The difference between if this was run by Anthem, Blue Cross, or Blue Shield, or Centene,
mm-hmm.
for this area, we manage for 14 counties. Mm-hmm. So for this area, each year, $250 million savings.
That goes into direct patient care
and services that would otherwise go to...
Salaries
and stockholders and that kind of stuff. So we're the stockholders. I do get paid. I get $100 when I go to their meeting to cover expense.
I get a
1099 on it, so I've got to, you know, I got to spend it all, or I wouldn't pay taxes on it.
Okay, we're talking about, but that is such a great, that is, you know what, it's such a great program. Just think about this, my friends. $250 million. Goes back into the program,
yeah,
and it does
and
not
creates
go,
a lot of creates a lot. Oh. We've recruited over 200 providers, that's doctors and nurse practitioners, into the areas using those monies that otherwise, like I said, would have gone to high price salaries and the like.
You know, you just don't quit helping people, do you?
Well, that's not. I just love efficiency. If you can get efficient, hey, let me go back on.
We've got to go back on
the Costco thing.
Yeah,
There is the issue of the trees. It's a large, mm-hmm. large piece of property that has a lot of trees on it, and there have been people that say we don't want to cut down any trees. Well, unfortunately, that's one of the issues. You've got to cut down some trees to clear up the property. But here's what goes on in those trees right now. 4 years ago, we had a fire back there, and they had to bring in aircraft to put it out because of the access to it, because there's mm-hmm. a lot of brush and underbrush and all these other kinds of things. So they brought in aircraft, and some of the houses in our area got that pink stuff all over them. There are vagrants, and you notice I didn't say homeless. There are vagrants, they're miscreants, if you will, who live back there. And now the police don't go in and clean those up like they used to because of some issues.
New laws and issues
of that nature. So these people wander through our neighborhood on a daily, nightly, if you will, basis, and they live back there. And they're before they would go in and clean them out about every 6 months after there being a complaint, and, you know, it would just be a mess back there. But that's what it's used for now. That's another advantage of having Costco in there. There won't be any place for those people to hang out and come terrorize our neighborhood like they do now.
You know, and isn't that terrible for top 10 reasons that we need Costco in here? There's 9 of them. The 10th one is it keeps the bad guys out of our neighborhood who've been coming in here, breaking into our cars, breaking into our houses. Yeah. Now they have no place to stay.
Yeah. It'll just move them on down to. They'll probably have to go down to 2 miles away, and that's too bad.
Keep pushing them. Okay, so we're looking at growth, and we're switching to downtown here. We've got the K2 development going on.
That's wonderful.
Shannon Phillips was on the show. I don't know if you heard Shannon the other morning, but she was talking about the bell rooms, the police station, the adjacent property to the bell rooms, and now the International Odd Fellows Hall that they took, which she says, frankly, is beautiful. Nobody's ever been in there except Odd Fellows.
Yeah.
And she says that the top floor is just like a step back into history.
Yeah.
But there's also big kitchens in there,
yeah,
a smaller kitchen than a big kitchen, and talking about taking out the parking structure, putting in another parking structure. And all the things that are going on downtown.
Yeah.
Jake Mangus once said, he says, can you picture it? He says, we may have four cranes working at the same time downtown Reading. I don't know if that's going to happen. But
one crane.
One crane.
There's one right down, down where the building that they just
where Danny Knott is taking on. But the downtown, what's your take on all this?
It's all for the good. I mean, everything that does that type of thing is for the good, and it tells the community, it tells the world that Redding's a kind of a cool place, and it may be that a lot of people decide they're going to come here and retire, which is what I came here to retire, to finish my job work and then retire, and that may be where we are in the future. But that makes this a very interesting place to be. I would love to live in a place where I didn't have to have a car, where I could just walk everywhere I needed to walk. And that'll be the case for some of these apartments that are going to be downtown if they're close enough to groceries and the like.
They call them car light.
Yeah.
Car light. That's what Shannon, that's how they describe them. They may have one car instead of two. They may have no cars.
And probably electric plug-ins in their garages, if they have garages.
It says that we are progressing, that we're moving along. We have. I mean, you look at our other public facilities, which are just gorgeous. Look at City Hall. And we're getting the new courthouse, we're getting the other things.
Wow,
and it says that this community wants to grow and strive to get to be a better community. And then at the same time, we say, well, we don't want to encourage these things like Costco because that's going to be, that's going to inconvenience a few when we need those tax revenues. So you've got to have, it takes
it's
all of these things working together.
It's going to be a battle.
And people just thinking it through as opposed to going, oh, I don't want to.
Well, people are already arguing about downtown. Oh, there'll be no places to park. Oh, it's going to be 100 degrees, no place to park. Nobody's going to come downtown. I don't agree with that, first of all.
But we went through that when we built the hotel. Mm-hmm. There were people saying, no one ever goes to Turtle Bay. No one ever stops around. They don't come there. They don't, we're saying, you're wrong.
That's negative.
And it's proven out. I mean, I think you saw that. I sent you the numbers the other day.
Yeah. It's just huge.
We have overpaid for this year from Turtle Bay, overpaid the TOT tax that we had planned to pay, that we were telling them we were going to pay.
That's exciting. People
were saying, you'll never do that. You'll never be able to do it. No one goes there. And in 10 months, we paid, the full year's what we thought we'd pay. We're going to pay more. Obviously, we're going to pay about 25-30% more.
Well, on that note, let's take a break here with our 15 minutes left before we close the show this morning with our special guest, Randall Hempling. If you're just tuning in, that's who you're listening to about, Costco and so many other things. He's so knowledgeable and on so many boards, and we just love having him be a guest.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Gosh, it's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Linda comes in. She doesn't stay very long.
I tip a toe in.
Yep.
That was like two years ago.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what?
Let a man have his man cave. That's what I say.
There you go. Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place to go. All right, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes exactly before the hour of 9 o'clock. 52 degrees, going up to 54 today.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
I'm here with Dr. Premila Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Good morning on this Thursday. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, I'm sitting in for Trish Clark today.
Who sits in for you on Thursdays?
It's currently 52 degrees. You know, we have rain throughout the week, and Sunday will be a beautiful sunny day. Saturday will be light. It says chance of showers, and then, you know, chance of showers. So that's what we're looking at. We have do have a few nights of 30 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, so let's go now with our program. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Maxwell,
our insurance carrier.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been in the business here since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, helping all for all their insurance and financial needs, all under one roof. Give Judy a call at 221-0441 to get just the best information on what your insurance plan should look like, and also your financial plans. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're here with Randall Hempling, who is – Randall has been in town for what, 10 years, 11
just
years?
Just about 10 years now.
About the same length of time as Linda and I have been. And you've been the CEO of Shasta Regional twice.
Yeah.
You have been in charge of the partnership health plan. You're now the
well, not in charge. Well, well board.
You're on
member.
The board.
There are 32 board members for
right,
14
but you
counties.
Are the
chairman.
Chairman. And we've talked about that. But we're talking about growth in our fair city of Reading. And you pointed out something right at the beginning that we're the only city that we know of that a church helps keep our police police department afloat, and the Reading Rancheria, the casino, it helps keep our district attorney full, you know, not fully manned, but at least manned up.
Yeah.
And we have people fighting expansion of business in our community.
Yeah.
A small group of people, but if you've got, it could be one person, if they've got a lawyer, the battle's on.
Yeah. Well, the other example is what's happened to Dignity Health. Their attempt to build on the property down there. And that was, again, that's the same group that fought us at
Well, I'll tell you who that is. Yeah. It's the union.
Yeah, that was the unions, you know,
that they,
forcing another EIR when it had already been done. They could have been fine with that if they just come out and say, yeah, we're going to pay prevailing wage like San Francisco.
Been, oh, no, there would have been no. That lawsuit would have been withdrawn.
There would have been no environmental problem at all with that.
Of course not. Okay, you know, and this all started, I guess you could just say it all started, you know, before, you know, there was a, they were talking about a car lot down in that general area. That was years before you and I came.
Yeah.
And that got shot down, and then there was a couple other things. But then the Sheridan, when that came up to build the Sheridan, For some reason, there was such animosity there. And now it's built, and I don't see all the things everybody said.
Well, 46% of the people that voted against the city deal that would allow us to build that. And I haven't seen any of those 46% anymore. Did they leave town? I don't know what happened to them. But nobody seems to come out now and say, you know, they don't come up and say you were right all along and we shouldn't have fought it. But they, you know, they're using the facility. They have no problem coming over there and using it.
But that's okay.
46% of the people voted against that project. I mean, that's 50. We won, but 46% voted against it. So those people's minds.
At that point,
for whatever reason, were turned against that project.
Right. Yeah. But I would like to think, and this way, maybe I'm Pollyannish here, but this way I like to think is that 46% saw after it happened, and it's been a couple years. Well, you know what? Maybe we weren't right about that. Yeah. You know what? That this was something that
was good for our community.
There was a lot of misinformation going on.
A lot of distrust.
But now I think that they look at it and they go, well, gosh, you know, this is a viable part of our community. It hasn't impacted, obviously, on our hotels because there's more hotels being built all the time.
Yeah.
So it didn't have that. Gosh, you know, Turtle Bay is expanding. The museum is getting some great things in there, and that's being helped by the Sheraton. So I would hope that in the future, and now I'm thinking the Costco and the Redding Rancheria move and all this, that people, that if this comes to a vote, which I don't think it will, but if it did.
I hope it does not.
I hope it does not.
I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Because it's illogic, because that will drive them out of town.
I mean, well, but the thing on it is that I think this time, even if they did, that they would be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Because people have realized that, you know what, if we want to have police, if we want to have firemen, if we want to have this stuff, we're going to have to raise our tax base.
Yeah,
and how do you raise it?
People need to stop thinking incrementally about what's going on in the community.
Yeah.
They need to think like you were describing. Look at what's going on downtown. Look at all these things.
Yes.
We are doing all this as a unit. The reason I brought up the Dignity Project is that anchors the south end of the development along the riverfront.
And we discussed that one too.
Think of that. You got Turtle Bay on the north, which is fully vital now. I mean, we're making all these great changes over there.
Yeah.
And it covers the north end. You get that really nice Dignity property on the south end with access. Now you can start developing along Park Marina, and you start bringing that up over time into something that is just outstanding.
Businesses, restaurants.
Linked to downtown.
Mixed-use buildings again.
Yes. I mean, all of those things can come if you think a little outside of the incremental, this project is, I don't want it in my neighborhood, or this project, and stop thinking like that and think as a community. And by the way, that's why
you've got to be thinking 2028.
But that's
why,
thank God, we have a city council. The city council has their responsibility to think of the community. They're going to be bombarded by individuals who are going to say, we don't want this Costco here. But they need to think, what is the good of the community here? And those of us that live in that neighborhood, and once again, I have skin in this game. I live right there.
You are there. You are in the parking
Barbara
lot.
Barbara and I live right there. And now, there is a selfish reason. I do want, and Barbara's kind of afraid that I would do this. Instead of taking her to lunch on the weekends, we'd just go over there and
get a hot dog.
Well, no. We'd just walk around and get the sample.
Just walk over.
You know,
that's crazy. You know, it's a man thing.
Yeah.
I was in there one day, and a mom was saying to her son, come on, you've been eating every one of these. And I said, ma'am, I don't mean to intervene here, but This is man food.
Yeah.
He's got to learn to graze from spot to spot. And she just looks at me. She didn't scream and spray me, but I thought she was probably thinking about it. And the kid's got a big smile on his face. Yeah. So he's stuffing his face with some kind of weird thing that they were serving. Anyway, okay. I thought you were going to tell me that you were going to buy a little electric golf cart.
And just go over there.
Just drive her around. Drive over there. Go and have a graze. Have your lunch.
Yep.
And then maybe buy some stuff. Put it in the back of the golf cart and drive back, and that's your weekend.
But I get my exercise walking up down every aisle. I mean, every time I go in there, I get free tire changes, or not tire changes, tire rotation, because I bought my tires there.
Yes, there you go.
And every one of those free tire rotations takes an hour and 15 minutes. I have yet to not spend $150 or more on a free tire change. Tire rotation.
You know, let's not even go there. We EMC a number of events, as you know. Oh, here, you have tickets for it and a free dinner. I have never gotten out of a free dinner with less than $300, you know, any of these places because they're selling things. And Linda, somehow her little name appears on things.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes it's taken me four loads to get out from where the raffle is
support.
To the car.
Yeah. We've had we've got fountains, you know, we've had fountains with, you know, things that we realized afterwards, maybe
Crystal.
A couple glasses of wine or something and realized, I didn't want doves on a fountain.
Oh, that is the ugliest fountain I've ever seen in my life. And then, they traded it.
Thank God. Yeah. Anyway, so that's our story of silent auctions, and it doesn't ever stop.
I know what you mean.
We have the Seroptimus dinner coming up. You know what happens then?
Oh, I know. We end up. Oh, no.
I get centerpieces. You name it. So anyway, and I don't have a problem with regifting.
No.
At all.
We're running out of time here.
Yeah.
One, we want to thank you, Randall Hemplin, for coming in. But Randall has played such an integral part of our community, not just the CEO of Shasta Regional, but you were also the chairman of the board out there at Turtle Bay,
I was. And I just finished 8.5 years on the board, and I'm off.
Off the board now?
At the end of December, I'm no longer on the board of trustees at Turtle Bay. I'll be on the Regents. Because I support and love that place.
But you were in the middle of that fight to get the Sheridan built.
Yeah, and I was on the board of One Safe Place, too. I'm still on finance
committee
when we decided to buck the trend and build that wonderful building over there that cares for so many people.
And One Safe Place, I tell you what, that's just something else. You have played such an integral part in our community, right?
I love this place.
Jeez.
It's a great community.
It is a great community.
Irrespective of these little fights like this little spat we've got going with Costco.
We love this place.
It's, you know, I wouldn't live anywhere else.
We're expanding because we love this place, and you know, it gives us gives our people, our community, a bigger voice out there as we look at
our Reading East Rotary yesterday gave away about $170,000.
Wow.
In results of the Ducky Derby.
Made the announcement. No more Ducky Derby.
Well, it's morphing.
Changing.
It's morphing.
Morphing.
And one of the
morphing.
Reasons that it's morphing is we have to rent those ducks.
Really? You do?
It costs.
Yeah. That's a rental.
Copyrighted deal around the country, or patented, or however described.
Can make money to rent those.
We can, we're going to change the styling of it and everything. It'll be the same basic format. The kids will sell the tickets.
Okay.
There'll be a raffle. There'll be that bit of gambling
going
on.
Turkeys from the plane.
No turkeys dropped from the plane.
Yeah, the WKRP. we're giving away free turkeys. The inhumanity. they attacked me.
Anyway, sorry to take the little duckies are going bye-bye, but it'll be something new. Like you said, it's morphing.
Anyway, Randall, you've played such an integral part in our community. We want to thank you for that so much, and for our friendship too. We're going to have you on much more because as this battle goes on, it's going to heat up.